Well, Coach, I know it wasn't pretty at times, but overall, I thought your girls played a really good ball game.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we scrapped through some lows there for sure, but what we're trying to do is work on a lot more things, a lot more options. So it's not always going to look the prettiest when we put it on the floor, but what I do like to ask, you know, each and every trip is effort. And sometimes we don't put forth that effort, and we get caught in some ball games that for too long, and maybe we shouldn't have been. But Dietrich played well tonight at times. They came out and showed some things too. It's a real nice looking ball club he's got there. But yeah, I mean, we'll take it. We'll take one like that at the end of the day. But yeah, there's definitely a lot to work on.
I know it's frustrating as a coach to kind of see some of those struggles on the court, but I know you think it's better to have a struggle like this in early December before late November or February.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just you hate to see them at all because you work on them all week in practice and then you want to come out and do something. But I mean, let's be honest, the intensity level that some of these girls are bringing against us is a lot higher than what we can duplicate in practice. So sometimes it's like, oh, it didn't work as easy here. We got to shift gears, dig in, go a little harder, but you know, ultimately it's just about getting them going. And once they get going, I mean, we can put up a bunch of points in a hurry, but then also we'll just go flat and go long stretches where it seems like we don't want to score.
I thought the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, was one of those stretches where towards the end of the fourth quarter where you really showed what you can do whenever you get out in transition.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a thing. I've wanted to work more on some half-court sets. You know, we do still like to get out and run the floor. You know, I've got athletic girls. They're in shape. You know, they look down the floor early and often. But if it's not there, I've been not one to force it. And late, you know, it kind of showed up there a little bit. I think we kind of caught them wanting to get into a press a little bit on us, and we were able to see some backs of jerseys and get down the floor, yeah.
I thought two girls that had a really good game were Danica Ramsey and Maddie Miller. Especially the first half, they were trying their best to take away Deanna Hazlett, but it felt like those two girls really stepped up and made shots whenever your first option was getting taken away.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. We know teams are gonna focus on Deanna, and it seemed like they wanted to almost front Maddie and have one helped on the backside. So, you know, I told Addie Saucy's another one. I told her, I said, hey, you know, if they're gonna leave you open, we're gonna go to work on that side. She had some real nice finishes. You know, Danica Ramsey, she'll keep her defense real honest. I mean, when she's rolling and her shot's hitting, she's honestly probably one of my best three-point shooters on the team. So it keeps those guards from coming in and collapsing. And when we got Maddie the ball, before we had the double team down there, she did pretty much whatever she wanted down there.
And that's a real pleasure that you have whenever you have five starters who are really good shooters, really good scorers, because whenever they're taking away the first option, it just opens up so many things for everyone else, and then they have to adjust to take away Maddie, take away Addie, take away Presley, and then then again opens up with Deanna. So it's pretty much a pick-your-poison offense.
Yeah, that's more what we're striving for. I know we've leaned on Deanna pretty heavily, and I'm not kidding you. I've got five girls that I put on the floor out there, my first five. Any one of those girls could be my leading scorer on any given night. I mean, they all have that potential. They all have that kind of talent. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to make you beat us at every position if you're going to beat us.
First game back in about a week, and I felt like at times that kind of showed too.
It did. Even some of our practices have been a little bit flat. Yeah, we need to get in there and keep playing some basketball. We got Weber coming to our house tomorrow, and we'll go from there. But yeah, it was a letdown the way the Painter shootout kind of wrapped up. We didn't get our last game there, but it is what it is. We got a pretty full schedule ahead of us. We got some really tough teams ahead of us, so we're not going to look past anybody. But as I said, we're focused more this early part of the year. We're trying to get better at some things. You know, am I going all the way from my strategy, the team that we've been? No, absolutely not. You know, we're still in to win every ball game. But yeah, we're a work in progress on a few things.